Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Michael Eaton says he wants women to know that he's not as crazy as he acts.
Also, Project Pat is in the mafia for the Lord now. We'll explain.
And Lunell says she doesn't mind doing this one thing to protect her heart at all costs. Sound juicy. So,
let's get this started.
Pew, pew, pew. Hi, well, Lady Gaga's Joker movie is finally out, but she also has another reason to smile. She's been engaged to her man Michael Polanski since the beginning of the year.
Oh.
Now, most would think a woman like Gaga would enjoy a traditional proposal with a man on bended knee, but nope. He popped the question after a beautiful hike, and this is how it went down.
He actually was very Michael to ask me if he could ask me.
Oh, he asked you, that is Minnesota, isn't it?
He, like, wanted to know if it was okay to propose before he proposed, and I was like,
All right, Gary, now I know you got something to say about this. Do you think he should have got on his knee, like, old school way?
No, he ain't about getting on their knees no more but queens. But no, I don't think that's something that he should have done.
Like, both of you have been married, or are married.
I feel like people are trying me on this thing today.
What was the proposal? What was the proposal like?
Woo-hoo! See how he do? You done rubbed off on him.
What was the proposal like? I'm not even asking you specifically, Tamar, but if you'd like to share, we'd all like to hear it. Like, HK, how did you propose?
My wife tells me every couple months my proposal was trash.
Really?
No, was it worse than that?
It was way worse than that. Like, she was, I was dropping off at the airport because she was, like, going back, you know, because, like, we was living in two different states at the time. And I was like, yo, you forgot something.
Aw. That's sweet.
She don't think so.
Okay. Well, Michael Ealy, it's Ealy, right?
Yeah.
Michael Ealy revealed his most challenging role today. During an interview, Michael said it was when he played Bo Willie in Colored Girls. I've never seen For Colored Girls.
You've seen For Colored Girls?
Never seen For Colored Girls. Oh. Now, remember when he dropped his two children from the window? Okay, after that, people never quite looked at him the same. Listen to this.
It's not something you expect. Yeah, as an actor, when you first start out, you feel like people can distinguish you versus your character. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people see pictures of me and my kids, and they're like, girl, get them kids away from them, you know what I mean? And
right.
It's just like...
Now, have you guys ever experienced this once you see an actor play and a crazed character that you can't get past?
Yeah.
Michael Rapaport in Higher Learning, you know, the character he plays a dude named Semi in there. And
yeah.
It took a minute to get back to appreciating his work because he played it too well.
Yeah.
It happened to me with another Mike, with Michael Jackson, when he dangled a blanket out the window.
Now, he wasn't acting, sweetheart. I love you.
That was
he wasn't acting.
Now, Michael Ealy is the most dangerous light-skinned person in the history of film, though. No one plays a more unhinged person that's light-skinned than Michael Ealy does. He's cornered the market.
What about Monique and Precious?
Yeah, we get a little Precious. What about M-I-S-T-E-R, period? Danny Glover.
Oh, it's Bruce. I mean, it's Color Purple.
Color Purple. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Well, buck, Christian. Project Pat is now a preacher.
Wow.
And for all the chicken heads, always in his face talking this and that, Project Peta won't be listening unless it's about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, according to his social media, Pat is out here going into the jails to save souls, but that's not stopping him from jumping on stage and blessing his fans with some of his 3-6 Mafia rap classics. That's pretty cool, ain't it?
So cool.
Yeah. Keeping it holy and for the streets at the same time.
Won't he do it?
I thought Project Pat was a woman, so it's a guy.
It's a unisex name. Mm-hmm, like, you got to listen to some rap.
Really?
You don't listen to rap at all? You don't know who that is?
I thought it was a woman. I never seen. I heard the name. That's what they said.
He's thinking Project Patrice.
Yeah.
Just Project Pat.
Patricia?
But is that the one that sang Chicken Head?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Well, rapped it.
And now he found the Lord. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. I like it. I think it says something, because we talked about this on Side Dish. He spent some time in his youth in and out of some facilities like this.
And I think people are quicker to listen to a story from somebody who's been through some things versus somebody somebody who's like, oh, I'm gonna come down off my high horse in my suburban community. I ain't never done nothing, but I'm gonna tell y'all what not to do. Mm-hmm. Like, he been there.
Yeah. 90210 OMG, Tori Spelling is out here trying to reinvent herself.
That's her.
And sought a little, and sought a little advice from her former Dancing with the Stars co-star Anna Delvey. That's Anna Delvey. The two ladies had a little time on their hands after being eliminated from the show, womp womp, to discuss the important changes Tori should make. And here's what Anna the Scamster suggested.
Maybe lose your name.
Spelling?
No, Tori.
Why?
It sounds poor.
Can you imagine a scam artist telling you that your name sounds poor?
I don't even know the lady. Who is
Anna
that?
Anna Delvey?
Who?
Anna Delvey got famous. She's a Russian citizen who got famous for scamming the socialites of New York out of millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, they made that show about her.
Yeah, and now
Netflix.
And then she was on Dancing with the Stars and they gave her the boot with the ankle bracelet.
And to kind of connect the dots, Tori Spelling was scammed out of millions of dollars by her dad, who didn't leave her nothing.
Nothing.
Tori doesn't sound poor to me.
No, it does, but Anna said, because she's a hater. That's why she told her that.
But the mama's still living, right?
Uh-huh. Miss Candy, but they don't talk. I don't want to talk.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah,
not.
I think it's bad.
Miss Candy don't talk to her.
Yeah, she got enough money. She's going to live a long time.
Well, honey, these contestants on Wheel of Fortune, baby, be clueless sometimes. So a nice woman by the name of Rashida was spinning for the big money. And when it came to guessing one of the Hollywood's biggest stars, she lost it, all because of one letter. Look at this mess. I got
$3,000.
I would like to solve.
Okay.
Michael P. Jordan stars in Girl Cream.
Nope, I'm sorry. Who's
cousin?
Not it. Teresa, your turn.
Wait, no. Wait, no, that was.
He got another job.
Hold up.
Yep.
Someone else got a chance.
Yeah, there is.
It's where the hell did she get a pee? Where did she get a pee from?
That's why you shouldn't watch bootlegs.
Oh, something, honey. She come from the damn hood. She probably said, because, you know, we be saying P sound like B. So she probably thought it was Michael P because somebody said B.
But he's been Michael B for a long time. Yeah,
you say the whole name.
Yeah.
Every time you say the name.
And what did I miss? When did Ryan Seacrest take over Pat Sajak?
About two this weeks season. Ago? Yeah. This
what?
Season. Yeah.
What?
Brand new. Sajak retired.
Wow.
But they left Vanna.
Well, everybody, let's get into a
Dish Debate.
Okay, y'all, so the Shade Room hit about Girl Lunel for one of the internet's most controversial debates yet. Now, they done asked the woman of God about y'all men's and them and they dirty dog cheating ways. So the question was, if men cheat, should women cheat back? And Lunel's answer and confession might have you shooketh. Y'all gotta listen to this.
I have always been a serial cheater.
There it is.
Period.
Okay.
Damn.
Always until I got married. Because I feel like if I cheat and a guy cheats on me, I'm not as hurt. So I'll be like, so what, fool? I've been screwing him anyway. So what?
I agree with Lunel 100%. And that's what I did. Honestly,
what you do?
I cheated too.
Yeah. Yeah, but hold on. How did that work out for you in the end?
It worked out well, honey. You go on your way, honey, and I'm going on mine.
Did you get cheated on, though?
I don't know if you did or not, but I got my piece here. You got yours over there.
It sounds like you cheated just to justify your cheating.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you got to feel, because I don't, men lie.
Very much.
Yeah, so did the person that you cheated against, did he ever ask you if you cheated?
No, but because I would tell you this, though. We went to an event, and the bastard tried to slip his number to some queen, honey.
Oh,
and
well,
I'm like, oh. All right. Okay, so you're telling me right there, when we go to New Orleans, we'll get over it. No.
Like old school on a piece of paper?
Yeah, that was card. Back in the 80s.
But do we have any other cheaters up here?
No.
No cheater?
No,
I cheated one time.
No.
Yeah, huh?
I did. It was the worst mistake I ever made.
Why?
Because I realized that I really cared about the person after I cheated on him.
Did you tell him?
No,
you don't tell.
What?
That's why I don't get serious until I'm super serious that I want to be serious with this person. Because once I'm serious with them, then I'm not cheating. But it takes me a minute to get there.
You stop cheating.
No.
You just told on yourself,
I did not. I did not tell on myself. I heard some giggles out in the crowd. I didn't tell on myself. I'm saying I'm not super serious until I'm positive, then I want to be serious.
Well, coming up, honey, we know, honey, y'all all are thirsty out there. So it's time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome up, time to quench our thirst with
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Okie dokie, here we go. First
you
up.
You said welcome up.
I said welcome up. Welcome up, folks.
What?
Welcome up. First up, we have Sierra. She hit the gram looking sexy, showing off, oh wow, showing off her chiseled arms and collarbone with a bit of peekaboo action with the caption, actually, I can, fingernail polish emoji. And like a proud husband, Russell Wilson slid up in the comments with a flirty reply and said, yes, Miss Wilson, you can. Is she thirst trapping?
Absolutely. You can crap. You can knock out the background, make this an album cover or the latest cover of Maxim magazine. I'm not sure if they're still making that. Yo, everything's flexing. The goodies are on display. She's trapping.
I see you. I see you. But I like my traps a lot thirstier than
yeah,
this.
Yeah, me too.
You like toned arms, honey.
Yeah.
Her nice glasses. She looks amazing. Like she's about to go to the mall.
You know? And you don't see Tia and Tamara out there too, peeking through the window? Well, moving on to more thirstiness, we have Travis Barker's ex, Shayna Mokler, coming through looking good. She posted a photo of herself in a black bikini with the caption, lean in, love heart, live well.
Ooh.
Hashtag spirit of a hero.
Ooh.
Now, Shayna is 49 years old.
What?
Is she giving the trapping vibes or just showing you how good she looks for her age?
Now, this Mama is a trap.
Mm-hmm. She looks good, but look, the way she have her hair swooped, that's that sexy look like, oh, come get me.
Professional lips purse. You got Tia and Tamara popping there. But see, she's also got the stomach out. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tia and Tamara.
The twins.
It took me a second to understand. Now I got it.
The twins.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, y'all. Well, baby, we got some, what's that, men's out here to look at for Gary and I. No, Gary, this one is for you, my friend. Okay, a friend to the show and my good friend, Carlos Kiang. Carlos decided to celebrate his 45th birthday by posting yet another topless vegan caption. He said, this is 45. Happy birthday to me. Y'all know Carlos is good for a topless pic every now and again. He was just celebrating his birthday, or is he thirst trapping?
Girl, that girl is thirst trapping.
The girls are trapping.
That's a trap, honey. Look like she just added some volume to her chest, too.
He's getting that body fat percentage down low, though. Respect. That's hard to do.
He switched his diet up, you said?
He's a vegan.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So he's not eating meat?
Doesn't eat any meat, doesn't barely eat. I felt right for that friend.
Maybe what up, Los?
Definitely eat me.
Well, baby, it looks like Neo, honey, is out here trying to steal the spotlight from Carlos King. He posted a nice moisturized chest picture with the caption, work, results. That's it. That's the caption, y'all. Carry on, honey. Hashtag thirst trapping because I can. Stay in focus because I'm pimping. Well, he already told us, honey, he's thirst trapping. But Tamar, is this doing anything for you, child?
No, my darling.
Nothing.
I'm very, very much old school. He has three current girlfriends.
Three.
That they all live together and know about each other.
Yeah.
That's not for me. But, you know, I applaud him.
I mean, that means he really knows how to treat a woman.
Yeah.
We love you,
Neo. Got some of that Diddy baby oil from the house?
No. Oh, my God. He's quite the busy man. He's on tour and three current girlfriends.
Three, not one, not two, but three.
Yeah
he enjoys a headache. Good for him. Happy for him. That's why he stays in the gym. He stays away from home.
Yo, coming up, I had a chance to sit down with the late Christopher Reeve's children, edition on all things Superman. They are part of this amazing documentary about their father coming to theaters this weekend. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Right now, I'm joined by Alexandria Matthew and Will Reeve. And I got to say, this documentary, mind-blowing.
Thank you.
Great to hear.
I mean, we felt like Superman, a.k.a. Christopher Reeve, was everyone's dad. But to see him be dad behind the scenes, you know, in those private moments was amazing. What are the best things that you heard from your dad's fans about his legacy?
You know, it's just amazing having that story captured on screen. Seeing him in his 20s, you know, going out, suddenly going on this rocket ship to fame and realizing and thinking what that would have been like. But then, of course, the guy he was behind the scenes, that he took this stuff seriously, he honed his craft. And, of course, after his accident, how even on the really hard days, he stuck with it and persevered. And hopefully people find in the story a lot that they can relate to, as people, too, have faced hard times in their lives and keep going all the same.
Indeed. Now, Matthew, are there any funny moments or stories that you could share that we didn't know about? Maybe stuff that didn't make the documentary?
too many. I mean, I don't think we have enough time to go into all those. I mean, there was so much laughter in that household. He was actually a very funny guy, which is
in like a quirky dad way,
yeah,
too. Like he was very much a dad before dad jokes were. I mean, I guess they've always been a thing, but he was a pioneer of the genre.
No, there was times during the documentary where they would show like behind the scenes things, you know, just you guys chilling at home. And most celebrities don't look as good as they look in movies. Off the clock. Your dad was stunningly handsome even when he wasn't in any outfit or on any movie set. He was that guy. And you know, Ed, as remarkable as your father was, your mother and stepmother was as well. How important was that, Will, for you guys to show that?
That was essential.
In the documentary.
Thank you for saying such nice things. That was essential to us because this movie may be titled Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, but you cannot tell the story of Christopher Reeve without Dana Reeve.
Okay, well, let me go around the table real quick. If you had to describe your dad in three words, what would you say? Starting with you, Alexandra.
Determined, passionate, and fortunate in a way. People think of him as having had a hard life, but man, what a legacy he leaves. I mean, what a life to have led and how to have it captured. That was more
what
than
would you
three
say,
words.
Matthew?
Hero, dad, legend. mean, <yeah. laughs>
How about you, Will?
Committed, courageous, and
comedic.
Heroic. No. Not comedic. Committed, courageous.
It seems
heroic.
Like you guys are all on the same page. And one big takeaway for me was the fact that it's Reeve with no S.
Oh, yes.
No that S. Shouldn't be a takeaway
so
for people,
important.
All right?
Didn't
like,
know
it's
that.
Never once been Reeves. And it's somewhere along the way, like, people got confused. It's
but bless
always
you.
Reeve.
But bless you for spreading the word.
Yeah, spread the word. No S
I feel like
on
it was
chest.
People added the S because the world was his. It was more of like a ownership. Thank you so much for sharing this slice of y'all world with the world. And God bless you and your family, y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. And we're back.
Hey.
Now, LaToya Luckett is putting her new hubby, Taleo Coles, out there, y'all. She shared a video of them right before Taleo proposed, but things went left real quick. Take a look. Oh!
Oh!
I got it!
Damn.
In the red dirt with the light fit.
Oh my God. He can't even get
oh
up.
Oh my God.
Father.
Oh my God. Oh.
That's so funny.
Oh.
Yo, like she laughed longer than she should have considering how hard my man felt. Like I didn't think he'd be able to pronounce vowels.
Yeah, she kept recalling. She kept rolling on him, didn't she?
Yeah.
We love each other. I love LaToya. Sweet girl.
And he proposed not too long, like, you know, after that, right?
Well, he had to get up first.
Yeah.
I'd have tried to be real smooth with it where I'm rolling around on the ground, like,
like I did it on purpose. Yeah. Would you be too embarrassed to propose after you had a fall like that?
Yeah, I'd have to give it a week.
Bye.
No, I don't know. I don't know. In that moment, if she's laughing real hard, like, that's when I strike.
She out here doing better than all of us. This guy proposed to. Hello.
And married.
And married.
Well, honey, that's all the time we have for today.
Bye.
Bye. Bling, bling, bling.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.